我们的题目是四种拜神的态度。
And our topic for mutual encouragement is four attitudes of worshiping God.
刚才我们讲到了第一种亲近神跟侍奉神的态度。
And just now we have mentioned how we draw near to God and how we serve God and the attitude related.
我们继续翻回撒母耳记下第六章。
And let's turn back to the book of 2 Samuel chapter 6.
我们来看这里面的第二个人物跟角色。
And let's look at the second character recorded in this passage.
就是记载在11节跟12节的这一个人。
And it's recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 11 to 12.
请再念一次这两节。
Verse 11 to 12. Verse 11, And the ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, for 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. Verse 12, And it was told King David, The Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of, the God, of God.So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing.
好，小弟先问大家，当时以色列国里面上百万军队的第一勇士是谁？
And so I would like to ask the congregation a question. In the millions of armies of Israel, who was the greatest or the mightiest warrior?
就是那个时候的王大卫啊，对不对？
And it was King David himself.
扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万，有没有
？And the people said Saul has killed thousands, but David tens of thousands.
结果啊，发生了刚才那一件乌撒事件。
But just now we have read on the incident of Uzza.
大家看到大卫的心里有什么感受吗？大卫的反应是什么
？And so when we look at David's reaction, how did he react to this?
大家看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
这里说大卫心里愁烦。
And here it says that David was upset.
还不够啊，第九节继续描写。
And in verse 9, David continued to record.
大卫怕耶和华，那个时候更怕，平常已经够怕，更怕。
And so David already was afraid of the Lord, but here it says that David was even more afraid of the Lord.
于是大卫有一个决定在第十节。
And so David came up with a conclusion in verse 10.
他不肯将神的约柜运进大卫城了。
David was not willing to take the ark of the Lord into the city of David.
本来是高高兴兴、兴高采烈的迎接。
Originally, he was happily welcoming the ark of the Lord into the city.
现在不肯啊。
But now he was not willing.
那我问大家，只有大卫王有这种感觉吗
？Is it just King David who will have this type of reaction?
连整个以色列王国第一勇士都怕成这样子的，其他人不用说了，对不对？
And so even the most mighty warrior in the kingdom of Israel reacted in this way, not to say, needless to say others.
一定是举国上下对于约柜这个东西啊，突然充满了未知，而且充满了惧怕。
And so it was the entire people in the kingdom of Israel started to fear the ark and started to feel unease about the ark.
你们能了解这种感受吗？
Can you are you able to relate to this feeling?
可是这个时候出现了一个俄别以东这个人啊。
But however, now there came the character called Obed-Edom.
小弟来分析一下，因为他跟我们是同性情的嘛。圣经说啊，连先知跟我们都是同样性情的。
And so he was same of human nature, just like us. And the Bible said even the prophets they had nature similar to us.
我们来分析一下人性。
And so let's talk about or discuss about the nature of men.
小弟借这个用啊，放在这里。
And so I would like to use the bell as a demonstration.
我是传道，对不对
？So I am a preacher.
假设我现在摸了这个，我现在死在这里。我现在就死了，摸到这个就死了。
So if right now I touch that bell and I drop dead here on the pulpit,
现在一定有一些人会冲起来啊！传道你怎么了？传道，哎呀 ，no breath 了。
And so some people might rush up and try to take a look at me. And they find that I have no breath or no heartbeat.
来，你们现在有谁敢来摸这个东西
？And after I die from touching this bell, which one of you dares to touch this
bell? No. 我信心不够，我不够敬虔，神赦免我，对不对？
And everyone say my faith is not enough. I am not reverent enough. May God forgive me.
那要不要请我们负责人来摸一下，把这个拿走，先拿走，免得小孩子来摸啊。
And maybe we will ask somebody from the church council to remove.
我摸了死掉，负责人，你敢来摸的，请举手。
And so if I touch this and
你现在敢摸我，封你为真耶稣教会第一勇士。
And if somebody from the church council dares to touch this, then I will call you the mightiest warrior.
Please, Dickens.
And the church council people will say, no, Deacons,
so four deacons here.
It's for the deacons.
Would you touch this bell?
And so,
你敢摸这个吗？
So for all the deacons, do you dare to touch this?
对呀。然后打电话给连总总负责，我们这里没有人敢摸，你是不是比较近前，你神仆人来摸一下，把它拿走啊。
And so we will call the board of the IA and ask someone from IA to touch this bell.
小弟在讲这个，你们明白吗？
And do you understand what I'm trying to compare this to?
一个近前的祭司一摸马上就惨死，大卫跟其他人敢接近吗？
And so a reverend priest, just by one touch of this, he dropped dead. Would anyone other, else dare to touch this?
小弟在讲人性哦。
And so what I'm talking about is human nature.
好，现在假设有几种状况。
And so let's say there's a few circumstances.
那这个约柜总不能放在这里吧？总要继续运到什么地方去吧
？We can't just desert and leave this ark here. We need to ship it somewhere.
你看大卫多聪明，不要运到我住的地方来。
And so David was very smart. He's like, no, not to the city where I live. And to where?
好。愿意运的往前一步，结果全部退了一步，这个站在这里。
And so everyone saying all who are willing to carry the ark come forth, but everyone took a step back instead.
啊，那这个就是俄别以东啊。
And so only Obed Edom remained.
哎啊，你那么勇敢啊，那就是你啦，拿到你家去。
And because you are so mighty and yet you are so full of courage, then let's bring it to your house.
那第一种状况是俄别以东根本没有自愿呐。
And so this is the first situation where Obed-Edom did not voluntarily take the ark.
就可能大家啊，头都向着地下，眼睛看下面，只有他呆呆一个看着大卫王，就被点名了，对不对？有没有这个可能啊
？It's probably everyone else was avoiding eye contact. Only Obed-Edom was looking at David, and therefore, he was assigned to take the ark of the Lord.
大卫说：“俄别以东就是你啦。”那他不愿意也不行啊，王说话啦。
And when King David said, "It is you, Obed-Edom, who will take the ark," and because this is the order of the king, he cannot say no.
那我横竖都是一死嘛，对不对
？And so, no matter what he does, he will face death.
摸也是死，现在不服从王也是死啊。
He touched the ark, he will die, and he disobeyed the king, he will also die.
所以第一种情况是他很不甘愿的被指明了，只好运到自己家里面去。
And so the first situation is Obed-Edom did not voluntarily take the ark of the Lord.
当然运到家里面去。他可能一开始没有准备，第一种状况是心不甘情不愿的，但是硬做还是送到我家去了。
And so the first situation is that he really didn't want this to happen, but because of the pressure, he still took the ark and brought it to his house.
第二种状况就是他被指明了，本来不甘愿，后来想一想啊，这是神的旨意，我就顺服吧，也运到我家去了，会不会
？And it could be the second situation, even though at first he did not want to, but later on he decided to listen to the will of God and he brought it into his house.
当然还有第三种状况啊。
Of course, there is also the third type of situation.
或许不是刚才那样子啊，或许大卫正在伤脑筋的时候。这个人主动站出来了 ，I will.
And it could be that when David was feeling very upset and angry, Obed-Edom offered and saying, "I will take the ark of the Lord into my house."
可是你知道俄别以东是谁吗
？But do you know who is Obed-Edom?
我们来看约书亚记十三章的第三节。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 13, verse 3.
约书亚记十三章的第三节。
The book of Joshua, chapter 13, verse 3.
请念。
Verse 3.From the Shehor, which is east of Egypt, northwards to the bounty of Ekron, it is counted as Canaanite. There are five rulers of the Philistines, those of Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron, and those of the Avim.
这里说加特其实是外邦地，有没有发现
？And so if you look at Obed-Edom, the Gittite, he's actually from the Gentile lands.
来哦，加特是外邦哦。我们再翻回约书亚，撒母耳记下第六章来看一下。
And now let's jump back to 2 Samuel chapter 6, knowing that he is from the Gentile land.
第十节说俄别以东是哪里人呢
？And in verse 10 it says, "Who was Obed-Edom from?"
他是加特人呢。
He is the Gittite.
所以有两种可能。
So there will be two possibilities.
一种他是外邦人来侍奉大卫王的，就寄居在以色列地的外邦人。
It is that he is a sojourner in the land of Israel.And willing to serve the household of David.
第二种可能就是他只是寄居在外邦地的以色列人，对不对
？And it could be that he is an Israelite dwelling or sojourning in the Gentile land.
可是从他的名字，我们可以推测他应该比较可能是外邦人啊。
But judging from his name, he is more likely to be a Gentile.
因为俄别以东的意思就是以东的仆人，以东也是外邦人啊。
Because the name Obed-Edom means the servant of Edom, and Edom is a Gentile.
所以以色列人应该不会取这个名字叫做以东的仆人啊。
And so an Israelite would not likely come up with the name Obed-Edom, the servant of Edom.
怎么叫一个外邦人来送约柜呢？这成何体统啊？成何体统啊？
How would you have a Gentile carrying the Ark of the Lord?
问题是以色列民族上下没有人敢碰啊。
Because in the whole household of Israel, no one dared to touch the ark.
而且大卫王心里可能在猜想，我也不想让我的子民因为这样受损害嘛，对不对？
And King David was probably thinking in his heart, I don't want to bring trouble to my people.
所以他就指明了一个不晓得是自愿还是不甘愿的。
And so therefore he told this Obed-Edom whether it's voluntarily or involuntarily.
大概死了也没关系的。
And probably it doesn't even matter if he dies or not.
就是你啊，送到你家去了。
And he assigned it to be brought to the household of Obed-Edom.
我相信接下来他们会了解发生了什么事。他们想起了约柜不可以用牛车，不可以改变方式。
And so later on they realized that they cannot put the ark on a cart. They need to carry the ark.
所以他们乖乖的抬到俄别以东的家中。
And so later on, they carried the ark to the house of Obed-Edom.
我问大家，俄别以东难道没有孩子、没有孙子、没有小朋友吗？他们家没有吗？
And does Obed-Edom not have kids in his household?
他不怕吗？
Is he not afraid?
可是他还是愿去了。
But he was willing to take it.
为什么？因为他顺服。
Because he was willing to listen.
我们在这里看到第二种人拜神的态度，侍奉神是。非常顺服而谦卑的。
And so the second attitude we can see when serving God is to obey and be humble.
或许他认为自己不配啊。
Maybe he thinks he is unworthy.
或许他认为我没有这个资格啊。
Maybe he thinks he is unworthy to receive the ark.
或许他还想说我怎么这么倒霉啊。
Or maybe he thinks why am I so unfortunate?
我告诉大家，有时候我们在教会里面侍奉啊，会想说，为什么他就做那么少，我要做那么多，我倒霉吗？
And so sometimes when we're serving together in the house of God, we might think, why am I doing so much? Why is he doing so little?
我还遇过有些负责人啊，还要劝他就任负责人啊。
And even for some church council members, you need to encourage them to accept
the role of being a church
council member.
我不够格啊，我不行啊，比我有能力的更多啊。
Because a lot of them say are very humble, and they say there's many more people with better capabilities than me.
可是小弟告诉他。神感动所有信徒选择了你，这就是神的意思。你再不甘愿，你要顺服。
But God has moved the hearts of the congregation to choose you. So if you do not accept this text, then it's your disobedience.
大家知道吗？在神的眼中，乌撒信了几十年的，可能还不如这一个俄别以东，因为他照规矩来了，顺服了。
And so in the eyes of God, maybe Uzzah, after serving decades, is not as good as Obed-Edom because Obed-Edom was willing to obey and be humble.
我们来看一节我们相当熟的经文。
And let's look at a Bible passage we're all familiar with.
我们请看旧约圣经撒母耳记上十五章的二十二节。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22.
撒母耳记上十五章二十二节。
1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22.Verse 22, and Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams.
你们看到了，神最重视什么？最喜悦什么？
And what does God delight most in?
不是你建的会堂有多大，一百层楼好了。
It's not how big of a chapel you are able to build, even if it's 100 floors.
也不是你带了一万人或一百万人来信主啊。
It's not that you have brought tens of thousands of people to believe in the Lord.
听从、听命、顺从，看到了吗？ Put in your heart.
It's to obey and to listen, and we should put this in our hearts.
神把这个看为最宝贵的。
And God values this over everything else.
你们看俄别以东啊，我跟分析过了，不管他什么状况，他终究顺服了，有没有？
And so, no matter what circumstance or situation Obed-Edom was in, he was able to obey.
哇，不得了啊！你看，三个月短短的时间，全国上下都知道他们家蒙福了。这里没有写什么福哦。
And so here it does not record how the Lord blessed the household of Obed-Edom, but the entire Israel was able to see it.
我想那个福不得了啊！
And I think that is a very great blessing.
一定不是只有你的口袋多了一百万这样子而已啊。
It's not just having 10 million in your pocket.
那个福虽然没有写出来， 那个符是很明显看得出来，全国的人都知道了，也传到王的耳中了，蒙福啦，蒙福啦。
And so that blessing, even though it was not explicitly said here, but everyone knew of it, and it even reached the ears of the King David.
各位知道吗？在我们圣经，我们周边有多少人是顺服神的？
And do we know in the Bible or around us how many people truly obey God?
亚伯拉罕顺服神，愿意献上独生子以撒。
And Abraham was willing to obey God and to offer his only son, Isaac.
这是他对神最完全的爱。
And this is his perfect love towards God.
主耶稣顺服到在客西马尼园大哭，大声哀哭祈求。
And Lord Jesus was humble and willing to obey to the point of crying in anguish in the Garden of Gethsemane.
希伯来书说，因他的敬虔蒙了应允。
And so in the book of Hebrews it says, because of his reverence, he was heard.
你们知道应允什么吗？
What was he heard of?
主耶稣在客西马尼园三次求主把这苦杯移走，对不对？
And in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus said three times to take away this.
圣经写错啦。
Did the Bible say it wrong?
希伯来书说，因他的敬虔蒙了应允啊，可是主耶稣还是上了十字架啊，神没有信用。
And so, because the book of Hebrews said that even though Jesus prayed three times, he was still brought up to the cross.
不是。
Does that mean that God is not just?
不是。
No.
主耶稣虽然希望不要遇见这件事情，可是他最后都加了一句。
Even though Jesus did not want to be put on the cross, but he later added to his prayer.
我们每一次祷告，不管你求什么，放胆直求，最后也要加这一句啊。
And so no matter what we ask of, we can ask boldly of this from God, but we need to add this phrase also.
但是父啊，不要照我的意思，只照你的意思。
But Father, not as I will, but as you will.
有没有？
And isn't this so?
对，他再怎么哭，再怎么求，他的敬虔，父答应他了，就照你说的，照我的意思，不照你的意思，去死吧。
And so this is what God has heard. God said that because you prayed not according to your will, but according to my will is for you to die on the cross.
主是我们顺服的模范。
And so Lord Jesus is an example of obedience.
他也从死里复活得了莫大的荣耀，将来我们也会。
And he also resurrected from the dead and gained glory beyond glory. And just in the future, we will also be like this.
这是第二种拜神的态度啊。
And this is the second attitude in worshiping God.
我们来看这里面第三个人物。
And let's look at the third character.
我们翻回撒母耳记下六章十六到二十三节。
Let's look at the book of 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 16 to 23.
16到23节，我们上一堂念过不念了。
And because we have just read this passage now, we will skip this passage.
大家发现这里主要在描写哪一个人呢？
And what does this passage mainly talk about?
米甲。
It's talking about Michal.
所以这里形容的也是这一个神的百姓正在亲近神、侍奉神的这一个信徒的表现。
And it's also talking about a believer who is also serving in the kingdom of God who believes in God.
我们看到记载了，这个米甲见到她的丈夫大卫王在众人面前踊跃跳舞。
And so Michal saw the daughter of Saul saw David, her husband, leaping and dancing before the Lord.
我们不晓得她是怎么露出身体的啦，没有细节。
And the Bible does not explicitly describe how King David was leaping and dancing.
但是我们从他所讲的话，我们知道他在这个时候啊，不认同她的丈夫这种行为。
But we, from this recording here, we can see that Michal did not agree with what her husband was doing at this time.
轻视。
And she despised him.
我们不知道这一个我们三千年前的前辈米甲姐妹啊，她对神的认识有多深。
We don't know how deep is the understanding of our sister Michal 3,000 years ago and her understanding towards God.
但是小弟可以告诉大家，这个米甲姐妹在亲近神、侍奉神的时候，她没有忘记几件事，没有忘记几件事。
But we know that this sister Michal, when she was serving God, she did not forget a few things.
她没有忘记自己的爸爸是王。
She did not forget that her father is king.
你们知道她爸爸是谁吗？
And do you know who her father is?
你怎么都没有人点头？他爸爸是谁？你们知道吗？
哦，
扫罗王哎，开玩笑。
And yes,
总统哎。
The Michal's father is King Saul, or the president.
我们当中有人的爸爸是总统的吗
？Do we have anyone whose father is a president?
他没有忘记这一点，他来到教会他没有忘这个哦。
And so when she came to, of course, there's no church at that time. But when she was here, she did not forget the fact.
她没有忘记我是公主耶。
And she did not forget that she had the status of a princess.
我没有说她得了公主病啊。
And I'm not saying that she has princess syndrome.
你们发觉她有没有忘记自己是公主啊？没有耶。
Did she forget the fact that she herself was a princess? No.
再来，更重要的。
And more importantly,
即使那个都过去了，他没有忘记，我现在是以色列国的王后，这样了解吗？
She also did not forget her status as the queen of Israel.
我来到这个神的众百姓当中啊， I am different.
And so in front of everyone in the kingdom of Israel, I am different.
我告诉你，那你就完了，你一定死。
And if you have this attitude, you will be doomed.
Are you different?
Are we different?
他没有忘记这些。
She did not forget all.
所以你看，你能察觉出来，他在亲近神、侍奉神的时候，他在乎什么吗
？And do you see that when she served the Lord, what was in her heart?
我要侍奉的体面。
I need to serve with a good face.
教会给我安排的圣工啊，要符合我的恩赐。
Whatever the church assigns me to do, it should be according to my gifts.
你们排我弄我要尊重我。
And so if you assign me, you need to respect me.
对了，表面上是叫 brothers and sisters, brethren and sisters. 其实啊 ，I'm different, you know.
And on the surface, you call yourselves brothers and sisters, but in your heart, you feel like you are different.
你看跟她丈夫在侍奉神差多多。
And you can see her difference in her attitude and her
husband's
attitude in serving God. 你觉得那个大卫在
那边踊跃跳舞，跳到啊，我们不晓得露出哪一个部分的，他有在乎自己是王吗？有吗
？And we saw King David leaping and dancing, exposing himself. Not sure which parts he exposed, but do you see that even as a king, did he care about?
如果今天我们到教会来侍奉神。还在乎我们的身份，在乎我们长辈的身份，在乎我的家族的尊严跟面子。
And so today, when we come to the church to serve the Lord, do we care about our personal status? Do we care about the status of our household? Do we care about what generation or what lineage we are from?
我告诉你，你要很小心呐。
If we have this attitude, we need to be very careful.
你以为来是受恩典，可能会有咒诅啊。
Because you think you have come to receive blessings, but there might be a curse instead.
所以我们到教会来，你知道吗？在我的眼中，每一个都是可爱的家人。
And so in church, everyone is my beloved family member.
你没有告诉我你的工作跟职业啊，我从来不问。
If you don't tell me your occupation, I will never ask.
你穿得多破烂，多漂亮，我根本不在乎。
No matter how badly you dress up or how well you dress up, I do not care.
你们不要看小弟啊，穿成这样子，这个叫衣冠禽兽，你们晓得吗
？And don't say that I look like I dress up very well, but inner I am actually a very bad person.
因为这是总会规定啊，我总不能穿着短裤上来吧
？And so because this is assigned by the GA, I cannot just come here in my pajamas.
到教会里面没有大学校长。
And so in the church, there is no university professor.
没有董事长、总经理。
And there's no general managers. There's no CEO.
没有乞丐。
There's no beggar.
什么都没有。
There's none of these.
只有神的儿女。
There's only the children of God here.
如果今天我们到教会来，我曾听有人说，教会给我安排这个，不用先通知我吗？他有尊重我吗？
And so sometimes when I come to church, I hear brothers and sisters complaining, saying, "How have they assigned me for this? How have they not asked me beforehand?
Is this showing
respect towards me? Why don't they ask me?
他怎么帮我爸爸排这个呢？怎么帮我女儿排这个呢？
How do they assign my dad to this task? Why do they assign my daughter to this?
怎么叫他去扫厕所呢？
Why do you assign them to
mop the
bathroom or be the pianist or be the translator?
我告诉我儿子女儿，我不晓得他们将来能不能到天国，我不晓得啊。
And so I tell my son and daughter, I don't know if they will end up in heaven in the future.
我告诉他们说，你先把你爸爸是传道这件事情给我忘掉。
You must forget the fact that your father is a preacher.
因为你自己将来要到天国。
Because you need to go to heaven.
还有啊。
And also.
翻译、领会、司琴怎么样都可以，但是那个 secondary 的。
You can lead the sermon. You can be an interpreter. You can be the pianist. These are all secondary.
我跟我女儿，她现在二十几岁，我说你去厨房煮饭。
And I told her that you go to the kitchen and you go help out in the kitchen.
我跟我儿子说，你最好去自动去扫厕所，拜托教牧负责人派你去扫厕所。
And I told my son, go speak to the religious affairs in our church and tell him to assign you to sweep the bathroom.
我觉得那是了不起的圣工。
And I think that is a holy work.
在教会里面，任何的安排没有分重要跟不重要的。
Any assignment in church is does not there's not more important or less important.
就连在外面安排车子的，我过去都先跟他一鞠躬。
Even those who are assigning the parking outside, I approach them and I bow slightly to them.
小弟遇过一个教会的长老，很值得敬佩。
And I remember meeting an elder from our church.
他现在已经离世到主耶稣那边去了。我在台湾遇到的。
And he has already departed this world and is with Jesus.
可是我先说，我不知道他是长老啊。
But at first, I did not know he was an elder.
我第一次到那个教会去。
The first time I went to that church.
因为那时候教会里面没有人，我到男生的洗手间去了。
And because there was no one in the church at that time, I went to the men's bathroom.
我看到一个白发老人家趴在地上，好像在擦尿渍跟脏东西呀，趴着在擦。
And I saw an elderly man. His hair was fully white. He was on the floor and he was wiping something on the floor.
我就说，你好，请问怎么称呼你啊？
And I asked him, "Hello, how should I call you?"
他说我姓林。
And he said, my surname is Lin.
你是传道啊？
Are you a preacher?
我说是是是，感谢主，你这么认真在清地板啊。
And I said, yes, yes, I am a preacher, and thank God you are diligently cleaning the bathroom floors.
他低下头去，感谢主，感谢主。
And he said, thank you, thank you, and he continued on with his
work. 然后出来领会完结束之后。
And so after I had spoke my sermon, and after I come out from the church,
跟我介绍啊，这一位是我们教会的长老，就是刚才趴在厕所里面擦地板的那一个。
The church council member introduced me to this elderly brother, who is an elder who was cleaning the bathroom floors.
我说长老啊，对不起啊，我不知道。
And I said, oh, your name is
Elder Lin,
I didn't know.
我问负责人，你是长老，有分配到扫厕所吗？
And I asked the church council, do you assign the elder to wipe the bathroom floors?
他说没有啊，我们没有管理员，每个地区区域都分配给各 family 啦。
And so we usually just allot certain areas to families.
他自己去扫最脏的地方，趴在地上擦。
But he voluntarily went into the bathroom, the dirtiest part of the church, and he was on the floor and wiping down the floor.
他真的把这里当成自己的 household, 自己的家了。
And he really treated the church as his household.
我不管教会排你们什么啊。
I don't care what the church assigns you to do.
教会里面千万不要有一种声音。
There must not be this voice in the church.
负责人，来看一下，看一下，这是谁负责的啊？
Come, church council member. Who is in charge of this?
这是谁负责的啊？
Who is in charge of this?
对啊，有人负责。你看到了，你不会自己拿去添吗？你看到这里有个当中，你不自己先去擦吗？不用人家吩咐啦。
Instead of complaining to the church council member, if you just see that needs to be topped up, can't you top it up by yourself?
在我家啊，我要看到地上有一张纸屑。我儿子走过去没有捡起来，他就知道怎么死的啦。
And so if in my house, there's a piece of paper on the ground, and my child just walks by carelessly, he
will know how he dies. 他还跟我讲，我儿子还跟我讲，对不起，我儿子，我偷偷做他见证了哈。
And so I'm sorry to my son, but I'm slowly.
那个捡起来。
But I testify in front of everyone.
他 first response 是什么？你知道晓得吗？那又不是我丢的。
So I asked him to pick up this paper, and he said, "I didn't litter here."
我说你找死。
Is that you're seeking death?
啊，这不是你家、啊。
Isn't this your house?
各位，你知道米甲侍奉的态度是什么的吗
？Do you know what attitude Michal was serving with?
他该记住的都没有记住，他不该记住的自己一直记住，所以他后来啊，你看最后23节。
The things she should have remembered, she never remembered, and the things she shouldn't, she always held close. So let's look at her conclusion, verse 23.
直到死日没有生养儿女。
Verse 23, and Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child to the day of her death.
因为在旧约时期呀，旧约时期，神把这个看得到的东西当成是神赐福跟咒诅的一个东西。我们说旧约时期呀。
And so in the Old Testament times, by the things we can see either God's blessing or God's curse from it.
那小弟问你们，神对这个人高兴吗？
And so from this conclusion, I would like to ask everyone, is God
happy with her? Is
it that God is so joyful with her, so has so much delight in her that she has no child?
And
we know what kind of heart or attitude we should have in front of God.
And
let's look at the fourth character. It is the character who appears throughout the story, King David.
And so
from King David, there are 4 points we can ponder upon and learn from here.
我们请再看一次撒母耳记下6章1节跟2节。
Let's once again read the book of 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1, David again gathered all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000. Verse 2, and David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there the Ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord of Hosts, who sits enthroned on the cherubim.
大家从这两节看出什么呢吗?
Do we see anything from this?
大卫爱神也知道神爱他。
David loved God and knew that God loved him.
但是除了这个，大卫更知道神为什么高他为以色列的王。
But besides that, David also knew why God has anointed him as king over Israel.
高他为王不是因为特别爱他，比较不爱百姓。
And anointing him as king over Israel is not because God loved him more than the people of Israel.
他知道神高我是因为神很爱这些百姓，所以才高我。
David knew it's because of God's love towards these people that God anointed David as king.
因为王啊，关乎百姓的信仰，这样知道吗？
Because the king is related to the faith of the people.
你看，当一个坏王出来的时候啊，全国就开始腐败了。
And so when a bad king appears, the entire kingdom will be corrupted.
祭司再怎么振臂疾呼都没有用，因为王有实权，有军队啊。
Because no matter what the priest yells, it's useless, because the king has his armies.
但是这个王如果有正确的心态，带领全国百姓，宗教就不一样了。
But if the king has a right heart to gather and to guide all the people of the kingdom, the result will be different.
所以你看第一、二节在讲什么呢？
And so let's look at what verse 2 talks about.
就是大卫不只自己亲近神、敬拜神，他也知道去带领更多的人跟他一起来服侍跟敬拜，就是在讲这个啦。And
so not only David himself obeyed and worshipped God, but he also took all the people of Israel and led them to obey and worship God and serve God.
我们也应该这样子啊。
We should also be doing so.
我们来到教会不是只希望自己跟自己的家人得救啊。
When we come to church, we should not only wish for salvation for our household.
所以我们互相代祷，彼此勉励。
Therefore, we pray for one another and encourage one another.
不止我服侍，我希望能够感动，也带更多的年轻人或其他人一起出来服侍。
Not only do I serve myself, but I wish to move other youths so that we can serve together for God.
主耶稣说。 在马可福音16章15节不翻了，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听。
In the Gospel of Mark chapter 16 verse 15, it says that go out into all the nations and preach the gospel to them.
这个在讲的是同一件事。
And this is talking about the same thing.
今天我们来到教会了，感谢神。
And thank God that we are able to be in church today.
我们有得救的盼望了，感谢主。
We have the hope of salvation, thank God.
但是不要忘了，主耶稣对我们每一个说过，我们要带更多的人来信主，这是神所喜悦的。But
we know that Jesus gave us the great commission to bring more people to God, and this is a delight in God's eyes.
所以我们发觉大卫，他第一点，他懂得自己的角色，懂得神交托给他的，这是他蒙神喜悦的原因之一。And
so one of the reasons David was able to find favor in the eyes of God was that David knew his roles and responsibilities.
我们来看第二个，他表现出来的，请看撒母耳记下6章第9节。And
let's look at the second incident. It's in chapter 6, verse 9.
第9节。
Verse 9, and David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, how can the ark of the Lord come to me?
我们刚才看到嘛，乌撒死了，大卫怕得要命，对不对？
And we saw that because Uzzah was struck and he died, David was very afraid.
所以大卫拜神跟亲近神的态度啊，就是fear God.
So we,
怕神,叫做敬畏神啊。
So we see David's attitude in serving God. He feared the Lord when he served.
我们英文翻得很好啊。
And the English interpretation is really good.
中文老是把敬畏、敬畏、敬跟畏两个字合在一起，你们听得懂中文吗？
And so in Chinese, it often puts two characters together, respecting and fearing.
对呀，奇怪呢。
Why does it always appear together?
原来的文字跟英文就不会翻 respect 呢。
And so if it's in the Bible, in the original text, there would be no respect.
因为我告诉大家，你尊敬一个人跟你怕一个人不一定是，不一定会合在一起啊。
Because if you respect a person or you fear a person, it doesn't usually occur at the same time.
你可能会同时尊敬一个人也怕一个人，比如说我们的妈妈或太太嘛，对不对？
It could be that we fear our mothers or our wives, and respect them at the same time.
对了，我承认了，我怕太太，可是我也很爱她。
And I admit I am a bit afraid of my wife, but I also love her.
可是有些人，你怕她不尊敬她。
And some people, for others, you're afraid of a certain person.
比如说土匪来你家了，要伤你的生命，要抢你的财产，你怕不怕？
For example, when robbers,
这里没有土匪啦，这比喻太差了。
Of course, this is not really realistic. But if a robber comes to your house, you're afraid of the robber, but you don't necessarily respect him.
假如你要到一个独裁者掌权的区域去，可能动不动就被秘密警察抓去了，枪毙了，你怕不怕？
And so if you go into a country of dictatorship, it could be that you're just taken by undercover police and then you get executed.
你怕
啊? You are afraid of him.
你尊敬他吗?
Do you respect him?
搞不好心里面你看不起他。
Maybe even in your heart you despise this person.
其实我们敬跟畏不一定在一起的啊。
So respecting and fearing does not go hand in
hand. 原文叫做 forbear, 英文叫做 fear.
And so,
知道吗?
So in the original text, it's forbear.
从旧约经文一直讲到启示录，新旧约圣经一直在提醒，主耶稣也提醒我们要怕神。
And so, starting from the Old Testament to the New Testament, even Lord Jesus Himself reminded us that we need to fear God.
我们今天很多的基督徒的朋友们，我觉得啊，最大的问题就是只讲爱神、亲近神，都不怕神啦。
And so I think a general problem that we see in a lot of Christian friends today is that they talk about loving God, they're talking about drawing close to God, but they don't talk about the fear of the Lord.
所以话可以随便讲。
So you can say all that you want.
事情随意做。
You can do all that you want.
然后错了又说我悔改就好，因为神爱我，神就是爱。
And when you do something wrong, you will just simply repent and say, because God is love, He will forgive me.
所以为什么圣餐可以不用这样办，洗礼也可以不用这样办。
And therefore they draw the conclusion, we don't need to conduct Holy Communion in this way, don't have to conduct baptism in this way.
某些教派的朋友啊，还在圣堂里面为不是一男一女的婚姻祝福见证，大家懂我的意思吗？
And so even some other Christian denominations, they will allow same-sex marriage within the chapel.
大卫啊，我们不敢说他一辈子二十四小时都怕神，至少他大部分的时间都很怕。
We cannot say that David feared God throughout his life, but we can say that a good portion of his life he feared God.
我们不翻经文啊，圣经怎么告诉我们
？We do not need to flip to specific Bible verses, but what does the Bible tell us?
神很爱那些怕他的人，
God.
神很爱那些很怕他的人。
God loves those who truly fear Him.
当我们的心是怕神的时候啊，我们就不会乱讲话了，就不会随便做事了。大家知道吗
？And if we have this fear of God in our hearts, we will not act rashly or say rash words.
华人有一句俗语啊
，And there's a Chinese saying,
叫做“抬头三尺有神明”，是不是？有听过吗
？When you raise up your head, you know that there is a God above you.
他还要抬头啊，太逊了。
And even he needs to lift his head.
我们的神不用我们抬头哎。
And our God does not even need us to lift our
head. 我们的神是超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，又住在众人之内，充满天地万有的，这样知道吗
？Because our God is above all, in all, and who is around all, and He is above the heavens and the earth.
你抬头，他在那里呀；你低头，他也在那里呀；你躲到厕所去，他也在那里呀。
You raise your head, God is there. You turn down your head, He is also there. You go to the bathroom, He is there as well.
这样你能够不怕他吗
？How can you not be afraid or fear?
所以大卫遇到这种事情了，因为怕，所以他反省，反省了就做对了嘛，是不对
？And so because David was afraid, he examined himself, and after examining himself, he changed his ways.
所以我们来看他第三个态度，十二节。
And so let's look at verse 12, the third attitude of David.
请看撒母耳记下六章十二节。
Second Samuel chapter 6, verse 12, and it was told King David, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing.
你们发觉一个很奇怪的，我们一般人不会这样的事。
Don't you find this a bit strange? Because normal people don't do this. 他还听到神赐福给俄别以东
啊，我是不晓得有没有像小朋友跳着去他家，他欢欢喜喜的去耶。
And because he heard that God has blessed the household of Obed-Edom, maybe he was like a child jumping and leaping and rejoicing going to his house.
你们有没有发觉大卫这个人，前面才怕的要死，现在又欢欢喜喜的，赶快去，赶快越过来我家，越过来我家。
Didn't you see that earlier David was so afraid he didn't want the ark of the Lord, but now that he heard that God has blessed Obed-Edom, he went with rejoicing to receive the ark.
我们一般正常的成人不会这样子。
Usually, for adults, we don't do this.
我们讲究的叫做稳定性 stability, 你晓得吗？
Because for adults, stability is very important to us.
所以我们的情绪啊，有延伸性啊。
And so therefore, with our attitudes and our emotions, they carry on.
现在你正难过的时候，别人来说你高兴一点，你说不要打扰我，我现在要难过啊。
And because you're in a state of sadness right now, when someone tries to cheer you up in a state of sadness, you'll be like, go away, I still want to be sad.
会不会这样子？
Aren't we like this?
有时候不是一天呢。
Sometimes it's not just for one day.
有时候是延续好几个月、一两年呢。你遇到很难过的事情，你情绪转换不过来。
And sometimes when you meet up with a very sad circumstance, it could be for months, it could be for years, you cannot turn around.
小弟遇过一个小朋友，我想很多小朋友都是这样。
And I have met a child before, and I think a lot of children are like this.
有一天我看那个小朋友拿着玩具在那边哐哐哐。
And I see him smashing his toy.
哎，你怎么啦？
And I ask him, what happened to you?
生气。
I'm angry.
为什么生气啊？
Why are you angry?
我不要跟某某某做朋友了，我永远不要理他了。
I don't want to be friends with this other child. I don't even want to talk to him forever.
为什么？
Why?
我叫他陪我，他不要。我永远不要跟他做朋友了。
I asked him to come with me, but he didn't want to, so I don't want to be friends with him anymore.
这样子，我也不用讲道理啊。他那么小，大概四五岁啊。
And so I didn't even need to tell him what to do. He was around 4 or 5
years old. 我去喝了一杯水啊，喝完之后走过来，哎，他们两个坐在那里玩哎。
And so I just went to take a cup of water and drink some water. And when I came back, they were sitting together and playing again.
然后小弟也是很多事，就故意走过去了。
And so because I tried to be a bit nosy, I went in and asked them.
哎，你不是永远不跟他做朋友了吗？
Didn't you just say you didn't want to be friends with him forever?
没有，他永远是我的好朋友。
No, he's my best friend forever.
你们记得主耶稣说将来到天国里面是什么样的样式吗？
Do you remember what Lord Jesus said about those who can enter heaven?
还记得吗？
Do we remember?
是小孩子的样式。
It's those who turn around and become like children.
我告诉各位，小孩子不好搞啊。
And I say it's very hard to deal with children.
小孩子常常很不成熟。
Because sometimes they're very immature.
这个哭啊，那个闹啊，那个耍脾气啊，这个肚子饿，那个又说太饱了。
And this will throw a tantrum. The other will be sad. This one will say, I'm too full.
当然，你们当中很多人很乖啦 ，OK 啊。
And a lot of children sitting here, you guys are well behaved.
可是小孩子都有一个共同点，相对很单纯。
But we know that similarly, most of the children they're quite naive.
他会愿意去相信那一个他最愿意相信的人，不管是爸爸或妈妈或哥哥或姐姐或阿公阿妈，知道吗？
They're very pure and they're willing to believe whoever they show their trust in, whether it's their mom, their dad, or anyone.
他自己的感受在怎么样？当他最相信那个人告诉他说：“你不要这样子，你要怎么样？”他说：“嗯，好啦。”
And no matter what he or she is feeling at that time, if someone he or she trusts and tells them to do this thing, then they will do it.
知道吗？神希望我们像他也是这样啊。
And God hopes that we adopt this attitude of children towards him.
不要一直生气。
Do not continually be angry.
不要一直伤心。
Do not continually be sad.
也不要自以为是。
And do not think too highly of yourself.
不要一直让自己处在那个 mode 里面。
Do not get yourself stuck in that mode.
你看大卫变得多快，他知道去看神怎么动作，让照着神的生气来发愁，照着神的赐福来喜悦，变得好快啊。
And so we see how quickly King David was able to turn around his attitude. He was sorrow because of the anger of God, but now he is rejoicing for the blessing of God.
要受安慰，不要不肯受安慰。
We need to be comforted. We should not reject being comforted.
要受激励，不要不肯受激励。
And we should be encouraged not to disregard encouragements.
不要自己钻牛角尖，这种基督徒 神要怜悯还不够完全。
And don't lock yourself up into a room and keep about thinking about the same things over and over again. God does not like this.
所以你看，他悔改了，改回来了，高高兴兴把约柜运进王城了。
And so here we see that David repented and he changed his ways and he gladly brought the ark into the city of David.
我请问大家，神有没有赐福给大卫王城？
Did God bless the city of David?
最后，我们刚才13节到15节看到大卫第四个优点是什么？
And we saw from verse 13 to 15, what was the fourth thing we could learn from King David?
他侍奉神到没有我的身份跟自己的存在，至少在这一刻，对不对？
And so at this moment, when David served God, he did not think about his status or who he was at that time.
他不在乎别人怎么去评价我。
He doesn't care about what others regard him as.
他不认为我身为一个王该有什么样的体面。
He doesn't say, as a king, what kind of dignity I should have.
就像我们每个人到教会里面，我们只想耶稣基督的体面。
And for us that come to church, we only talk about the dignity of Christ.
顺服他的话，彼此饶恕，彼此相爱，这就是耶稣的体面。
We obey the words of Jesus, and we love each other and forgive each other. This is the dignity of Christ.
因为耶稣说，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。
Because Lord Jesus said, you also ought to love each other just as I have loved you.
其他都不重要。
And nothing else is more important.
好，我们上午的灵。